Answers Unit D, Prophecies and Fulfillments Showing Jesus the Messiah. When Adam and Eve sinned, they lost their right to the tree of life and knew they would die. God promised them a Savior who would come and redeem them from sin and death. God is talking to the serpent in this verse, spoken in 4004 BC.
Genesis 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis 3, verse 15. This promise was partly fulfilled in 4 BC, when the angel declared to the shepherds that the Savior had been born.
Luke 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, verse 11. Abraham was given the promise in 1872 BC that the Savior would be one of his descendants.
Genesis 12, verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12, verse 3. This was fulfilled in 4 BC when Matthew recorded the ancestors of Jesus.
Matthew 1, verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Matthew 1, verse 17. As we have said, Abraham was in 1872 BC.
David was promised in 1042 BC his heirs would reign forever. This is recorded in 2 Samuel 7, verse 16.
The carrying away into Babylon was in 588 BC.
Christ was born in 4 BC.
The Lord gave Ahaz a promise in 742 BC. There would be a time when he would be born and live with us. Emmanuel means God is with us. This child would be born of a virgin girl.
Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7, verse 14. This was fulfilled in 5 BC when Mary, a virgin, found out she was pregnant.
Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1, verse 18. It was revealed to Micah in 710 BC that the God-child would be born in Bethlehem. This also confirmed he would be from King David's line, because he would also be a ruler.
Micah 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5, verse 2. This was fulfilled in 4 BC when Jesus was born. Matthew 2, verse 1 says wise men came to see him. He was still in Bethlehem in 3 BC. They found him in Bethlehem.
Matthew 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Matthew 2, verse 1. The time the Savior would come was revealed to Daniel in 537 BC.
Daniel 9, verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times. Daniel 9, verse 25. The decree to restore and to build Jerusalem was given in 457 BC, by Artaxerxes Longimanus. This was recorded in Ezra 7, verse 11.
7 weeks and 62 weeks of prophetic time, where one day equals 1 year, gives 483 years after the decree was given until the Messiah should come.
Since there was no year zero, when we add 483 years to 457 BC, we get the year AD 27. Jesus began his public ministry in AD 27, and he declared that the prophetic time for the Messiah to come was fulfilled.
Mark 1, verse 15, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Mark 1, verse 15. God showed Isaiah in 713 BC that even though the Babylonians would destroy the Jewish society, and it would appear the kingly line from David would stop, he renews his promise to David, who was Jesse's son, that one of his descendants would come and reign.
Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Isaiah 11, verse 1. Jesus declared in AD 96 that he is this ancestor and descendant.
Revelation 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Revelation 22, verse 16. Jesus will come and reign forever, and we can look forward to the time he will come back and save us from sin and death, and restore our world to the perfect place it was before Adam and Eve sinned.